Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grahn. With me in the studio today is Deb Howard. She is the Executive Director of the United Way of Livingston County. Good morning.
Good morning, Cindy.
Now, you brought a guest with you. How about you introduce her?
I did. This is Carissa Chandler, and she's with Caterpillar. And we're doing something jointly with Caterpillar, which is very, very exciting for the United Way. And I'll let Carissa tell you a little bit about it.
Good morning. So Caterpillar is going to be hosting a 5K run or walk, a kids fun run, and a 1 mile run or walk. And that's going to be Saturday, August 27th at 8 a.m. That's going to take place on the Pontiac Caterpillar campus. And this event is to promote health and fitness in the community and also to raise money for the United Way.
Very interesting. Now, do you guys have a goal in mind in doing this program?
This is the first year that we've opened this event up to the public, and we would like to get at least 200 participants.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Now, last year it was just Caterpillar employees, and it went very, very well. I don't remember the exact donation amount, but I believe there was a comma in it, and anytime there's a comma, that's a good thing.
Right, yeah. Right. And we talked about how you guys just made your goal last month, which was phenomenal. And Caterpillar is one of the businesses that does employee donations,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, they do employee contributions, and then Caterpillar Foundation matches what the employees give. So that's just a wonderful thing for us. And besides that, Caterpillar does a lot of other things. They sponsor our breakfast. They sponsor our celebration. They just held an auction and brought us a little over $6,000, and that actually made our goal. Without that, we were sitting a little short of our goal. So Caterpillar is very, very good to us, and we're grateful that we have them, and we're grateful that they're still here.
Well, awesome. So. Thank you very much for that. I've been to a lot of the breakfasts and lunches for all the celebrations and the kickoffs. That's a lot of fun seeing everybody there. So details for, we'll talk about the fun run, the run and walk first. That kicks off at 8 a.m. that day.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that event will start in the east parking lot of Caterpillar. There's going to be a $20 registration fee, and that will be good through Friday, August 26th. The day of the event, it will bump up to $25. We are doing T-shirts for this event, and that is included in that price, but the day of, it is not guaranteed. We'll have prizes for top male and female finishers, and we'll also have raffle drawings and a 50-50 drawings. We'll provide goodie bags for all the participants as well.
Very good. And then we get to bring the kids in at 9 o'clock.
That's right.
And what are you guys doing for that age range?
So any kids ages 10 and under are welcome to participate in this event, and it's about half a mile. It's a 1K. And there's no registration fee for this, but there is a waiver that the parent will have to sign for the kids. That registration will begin at 7:30, and that will also be at the east entrance of Caterpillar. There's going to be kid-friendly activities taking place during all this, the 5K walk and run, as well as the 1 mile. There's going to be a bounce house, so bring your kids out, and they can have a little bit of fun.
How can people register for this?
So there's two ways that people can register. The first is online at active.com. If you search for Pontiac 5K for United Way, that will pop up. There is a convenience fee included in that registration amount, so the amount will be a little bit more than the $20. Or there will be forms scattered throughout the community that you can pick up a form. Champion Fitness will have forms. The Chamber will have some forms. You can also come to the Caterpillar East entrance anytime, and you can pick up a form there as well. And you just fill that form out, front and back, sign your waiver. There's an address on the waiver. You can mail it to me, Carissa Chandler at Caterpillar, or you can also do the online registration if you'd like.
Very good. We're speaking with Deb Howard, the Executive Director of United Way of Livingston County, and Carissa Chandler from Caterpillar Pontiac. Now, going back to Deb, you just reached your goal, mm-hmm. so you're starting your year over right now, basically. How are you doing this early in the race?
Well, nothing's out yet, and this Caterpillar event is actually our first thing for next cycle, for next year. And then the advanced drive stuff will go out end of August, early September to get the advanced drive going. Because our new drive actually starts October 1. You know, so right now we're kind of in the planning stages and the limbo mode, and all the money that was pledged coming in from last year is still coming in. So right now is the plan to get next year going. You can also see any United Way board members. They'll have registration forms. You can email the United Way. We'll email them out to you. So there's lots of ways to register for this. And this really is our kickoff. It's starting our year.
Very good.
And, yeah, check out the United Way Facebook page as well. I'm going to create an event on there that will have all this information available.
Very good. My question for you also, Deb, is if people want to do programs like this, big fundraisers, is there a certain way they need to go about doing it?
Call Deb Howard at 815-844-5131. And there actually are a couple of other events going July 10th, and I'm doing this by my brain, and that's always iffy. So I believe I have the date right. It's July 10th. And Annie Householder, who works at Marcy Olson Rich's office, has a softball tournament. And the proceeds are also going to the United Way for that softball tournament. So that's something coming up that's going. United Way will also be working the dunk tank at Park Palooza. And
again,
that's another way we get some. Yep.
You guys did that last year and had a blast
we
with it,
did.
Didn't you?
We did. And then June 10th, we will be working the popcorn stand at the kids' night out at the Recplex.
So
we got so we got a lot of stuff planned besides donations. We, you know, times have changed and we have to do different fundraisers to get this going. We'll do our Avanti's fundraisers again in the fall. I really don't want to put that many sandwiches in my hot car and hope the cheese doesn't melt in the middle of the summer. So we'll start those up again in the fall. So lots of fun things going on with United Way.
Very good. So we were talking this morning about the Pontiac 5K run and walk for United Way, which also includes the Kids Fun Run and 1 mile run and walk happening Saturday, August 27th. Go ahead and sign up now, right? And you said active.com and search for Pontiac 5K for United Way or
United Way
Chamber,
Facebook
page, everything. Okay, so we'll talk to you again in about a month then. Best of luck with this program for sure.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.